Corn and soybean prices have fallen to their lowest levels in recent years. That's bad news for most farmers, but it's hitting the next generation of farmers hardest. Grant Curtis sits in the captain's chair of his combine. He drives back and forth, harvesting rows of corn from his family's farm in Scioto, just north of Macomb. Then he arcs the 80,000-pound machine off course towards a single stalk he missed.
Right there's a prime example of trying to get the last little bit there. Trying not to leave any on the ground.
With corn prices down almost half from 2 years ago, every kernel counts, especially for beginning farmers like Curtis, who have less cash, fewer assets, and more debt. Slim profit margins mean young farmers are at risk of financial troubles now, and they're also less able to fortify their operations against hard times in the future. Unlike the older generation, younger operators typically don't own what it takes to farm. They have to buy it. Making those purchases is an essential step to becoming a stable and established business.
We were all spoiled little brats the past 2 years with $5, $6, and $7 corn. Yep.
During the good times, Curtis ran up a line of credit and took out several loans to pay for land, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and equipment. He also installed drainage tile to improve the land's fertility, which translates, hopefully, to more profit in the future. But this year, Curtis won't be able to put money into the farm. He says he'll barely earn enough to cover the basics.
Those extra dollars that were available aren't going to be available for this year. That money is going to have to go to helping pay down the debt in addition to putting a crop in for next year.
The downturn has Curtis worried about his long-term role on the farm. In order to continue full-time, he needs to grow the operation into a self-sustaining business, and that takes more land. Curtis owns a little, manages a lot for other farmers, and cash rents some, which means that even though he has fewer dollars coming in, he still owes a fixed fee to his landowner. He hasn't set a date, but he plans to have a conversation soon about lowering the rent.
It's an awkward situation to be in. It'd be like going and asking for a lower rent at your house because you maybe had to go get a different job because you were laid off.
Curtis's parents pay him to farm their land. It's a big part of his income. But if the downturn persists, he'll have to do what a lot of beginning farmers have already done, take an off-farm job.
Hello.
Yeah.
You available right now?
Drew Calvert considers himself a farmer, but his day job is working as a seed salesman. He's been in agricultural sales since graduating from college in his early 20s. Now he's 34. During the harvest, he drives a company truck around rural Illinois to visit customers.
All right. See ya.
Calvert pulls up alongside Eric Riebling and rolls down his window to chat about soybeans and the weather. He says he enjoys the work, but what he really wants is to quit and farm full time.
That's my biggest goal, is to be self-employed. I mean, that's what I wake up thinking about. I really don't want to still be doing this when I'm 40, so.
The farm Calvert wants to own is his dad's. He rents a fraction of it now that he farms in the evening and on weekends, borrowing his dad's equipment. Last year, Calvert's dad came to him ready to talk about passing down more ownership. But when Calvert brought the topic up this year, his dad said no. He didn't want to saddle his son with a new farm in the midst of harder times.
The grain prices, they throw a new wrinkle into everything. So there's potential that things are going to get slowed down again. But I also sort of expect those things to happen, I guess.
Things might not move any quicker for Calvert next year. Some economists have speculated that profit margins could be even lower in 2015. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.